KUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is expected to get on the phone with Russia's Vladimir Putin soon to talk about winding down the war in Ukraine. CBS's Natalie Brand on Mr. Trump's outlook.
He expressed optimism, and he also signaled that concessions over land and power plants is expected to come up on the call.
Palestinian officials say hundreds have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets across Gaza. Israel blames the militant group for a lack of movement on hostage release talks. This man in Tel Aviv is expressing dismay.
I have no idea what is going to happen to the remaining hostages if the fighting keeps on going.
The parents of a missing 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student making a new request. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Punta Cana.
They're asking authorities here in the Dominican Republic that she be declared legally dead, given that the person last seen with her has been cooperating.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You can vote today. In-person absentee voting starts today for the April 1st election. You can find out what's on your ballot and where you can vote early at myvote.wi.gov. The statewide ballot features the high-profile Supreme Court race and two other significant contests. Voters will choose the state's top educational official and decide on a constitutional amendment on voter ID requirements. MPS officials are telling parents to get their kids tested for lead exposure. It comes as the district is dealing with ongoing lead contamination issues. The recommendation follows the closure of three additional schools, Starms Early Childhood, Fernwood Montessori, and La Follette School. Yesterday was the first day on the job for the new superintendent, Dr. Brenda Casilius. A 30-year-old man is recovering after being shot in Glendale. It happened Monday near the Elite Sports Club on Good Hope. Police say they think the incident is isolated. However, there's still a search for a suspect. Authorities do say they don't think there is a danger to the public. Wisconsin residents interested in becoming an organ donor can now do so while filing taxes. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has added a new option to the income tax return, allowing residents to register with the state donor registry right on their tax forms. Officials are hoping the added convenience will increase the number of registered donors in the state. Any resident above 15 years of age can register as a donor regardless of their health history. There are currently over 1,400 Wisconsinites waiting for organ transplants.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at waukradio.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Up North News creator and editor Christina Laurie. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins the show to discuss the NCAA tournament. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. I'm just looking at what's on the live stream there. Host Matt and Air on. Yes, Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. A little bit later on this hour, runaway, not just for Republicans.
No.
Cowardice loves all people.
All political persuasions, exactly. Apparently. So yeah. Because we are accused, of course, of being so one-sided, we try to point out things on both sides when both sides are doing naughty things.
I mean, I keep up with my Antifa membership dues. Yeah. And my buddy works for the corrupt FBI, so it's like...
It's all good. But yes, we're going to talk about a Democrat running away a little bit later on this hour, if you want to stick around for that. Next hour, COVID-19.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yes.
This week.
Yarp.
So we're going to do a little COVID memory lane. Mm-hmm. And talk about what we remember from those first weeks.
Yeah.
And what we went through, where were you, what happened, what happened with your job.
Yeah.
All of those things. Start thinking about that now for next hour after the 11 o'clock news. COVID, what are your memories of COVID? And then kind of to go along with that at 11:30, a lot of people picked up different hobbies.
Yeah. Or started new careers. Exactly. Yeah.
So what did you pick up during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't do it anymore, but I know, good heavens, there were a lot of people who were starting their own bakeries. Sourdough starter. Sourdough starter
my
is what
goodness.
I remember.
How's your starter?
Yeah, how's your starter?
Yeah.
So what hobby or change did you experience during the COVID years, because it was a couple of years.
Yes, it was.
We would love to hear from you after the 11:30 news. As we always do, we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Today. Thank you to Calvin, the Butterfly Kisses edition. It's so good.
So weird.
So please stick around for that coming up around 11:51. Did want to start off, though, with early voting. Today is Tuesday. March 18th, average price of a gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.20, up 2 cents since yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $5.98. That is down 26 cents since yesterday.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Yeah, not so much day one. What is it, day 55?
Yeah.
But this is good news.
Yes, it is.
That's great news. So we will... keep an eye on that, and I don't know if we're getting eggs from Denmark now. We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
It's part of the package deal when we buy Greenland.
No, they give us Greenland.
Oh, sorry.
They give us Greenland.
My mistake.
And then apparently they want extra Denmark eggs, so we'll see what's going on with that. But anyway, yes, you can start voting today. Early in-person voting kicks off.
ahead of the April 1st Wisconsin Supreme Court race. There are other things on the ballot, even though the Supreme Court, we've spent a lot of time talking about that.
Yes.
Also, another very important race is who is going to head the Department of Public Instruction. That's between Brittany Kinzer and Jill Underle. And then, of course, the Supreme Court. And we have another constitutional amendment on the ballot.
Yep. This time we're enshrining, where they're trying to enshrine voter ID into the Wisconsin Constitution.
Which will happen. I firmly believe that that will pass. But again, you can go vote today. Please cast your ballot.
Yeah.
I know people are exhausted. And I was thinking last night as I was watching the 5 o'clock news, I am so grateful for remote controls.
Oh, okay. Go on.
When all the ads come up?
Yeah.
During the news? Back in the olden days, you guys, Calvin, we used to have to walk over to the television in order to turn the volume down. Can you imagine?
That's like 85% why you had children back in those days.
To do it for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a remote control. His name is Trevor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, but thank God for remote controls and the mute button.
Yeah.
Because trust me, we're just as tired of this as all of you are, but it is critically, critically important that all of us get out and vote. Either start voting early today or make a plan now to cast your ballot on April 1st and make it a thing. Maybe call a couple friends who you know are not into politics necessarily. Maybe they weren't planning on voting. Take them with you.
Yeah.
Take them with you. Do it. Go vote and then go get brunch.
It will most likely take you. I mean, even if quote unquote busy times.
Yeah.
You have between 3 to 5 things on your ballot. It's very, very fast. You're going to be, you most likely won't be there for more than 30 minutes.
And that is at most.
I'm talking about like if you're in a big city or you're in a super, like one of the first, like I just don't think it will take that long. You'll be in and out and then go for a good walk and know that you, and show off your I voted sticker.
Absolutely.
And yes, have some brunch because who doesn't love an omelet at 11?
Everyone loves brunch. Yes, of course, the big race, the Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Elon's guy, Brad Schimmel. By the way,
yeah,
Brad Schimmel.
Brad Schimmel.
Getting the endorsement of Don Jr. last night here in Wisconsin, along with
really?
Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. Brad Schimmel, of course, big support from Elon Musk. He's Elon's guy. Elon might have a case coming up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yeah. So I don't know. It just seems like a nice idea to have your Supreme Court justice in place should that happen.
It's weird. Elon hasn't been here at all for this race. It's almost like people, maybe they're saying, you know what, stay home. We'll
don't
take
come.
Your money.
Yeah, but don't come.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I want to know something from the listening crowd. How do you expect Brad Schimmel to be a competent and unbiased jurist when you have the MAGA elite showing up to town for him? The MAGA elite funding his operations. When he says, I'm going to be, what was that term? He said a term, but I'm going to be the
independent jurist?
No, he's to Trump's agenda.
He's going to be the support system.
The support system. Yeah. So that right there says that in no way, shape, or form can Brad Schimmel be an impartial justice. Period.
No.
Done.
Right.
By his own admittance and by the people he hangs around with and the money he takes. And I know people are going to say, what about George Soros? What about George Soros? Tell me more.
Again, we've talked about this many times. I would love to see all big money out of politics. Mm-hmm. I don't think George Soros should be able to do it. I don't think Elon should be able to do it. I don't think the Elon should be able to do
it.
I really don't. But this is where we are. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, going back to all this Soros stuff, because the same stuff always comes up about how they're paying people to show up at protests and all that stuff. This rumor about the Soros money has been going on for at least a decade. Are you telling me that in this day of social media and everyone posting everything about their lives, if it were true that Soros was paying people to go to these rallies to stir up trouble, no one would take a picture of their check and put it on social media? Come on.
You're telling me there isn't one GOP operative or one GOP rabble rouser who says, I'm going to volunteer for this so I can get paid. Here's the check. No, there hasn't been.
Not one.
How many disappointed rabble rousers do you think there are who think they're volunteering and they think they're going to get paid and they get nothing?
They get nothing.
What
I know.
A hearty handshake.
How disappointing.
I know.
It really is. Mm-hmm. But I just find that interesting that we all, there's so much belief that, yeah, he's been paying off all these people for all these years and yet there's no evidence.
Yep.
But we don't need evidence anymore. You just know inherently.
It's in your gut.
It's, yeah, you just feel it.
Yep.
You just feel it. Yep. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, by the way, we're talking about early voting is underway for the April 1st election. So get in there and cast your ballot. Brad Schimmel at one point told supporters at a Jefferson County meet and greet that he and his team had talked with Trump's political director. He said he would love for Trump to come to Wisconsin for a rally. Quote, that's a big dream to have a rally here. Schimmel said February 11th, but I think the odds of an endorsement are probably pretty high because, you know, one thing he doesn't do, referring to Donald Trump, is to forget people that screw him over, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court screwed him over. Brad Schimmel, again, saying that there was something wrong with the results of the 2020 election, even though Robin Voss has said that it was a free and fair election. We had two recounts, I believe.
Yep.
We spent over $2 million. Michael Gableman got a nice little paycheck from that for turning up no, zippo, zero evidence of any election fraud in the 2020 election. Schimmel's campaign says he's referring to the Supreme Court's decision not to allow a Green Party candidate on the presidential ballot. The hope was that that third-party candidate would siphon off votes from Joe Biden, who beat Donald Trump in that election. Don Jr., speaking of DEI hires, said, quote, I think we won in 2020 to a burst of applause. I don't think anyone actually questions that, unquote. Yeah, there's questions. People question that, including Brian Hagedorn on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who is the only reason Wisconsin did not throw out probably my vote and your vote and Calvin's vote.
Yeah.
They wanted to toss the results of the 2020 election because Donald Trump didn't win fair and square. And now Brad Schimmel is just coming out and saying, well, yeah, if I was there, I'd make sure he won.
And one, I think it's funny because they're really just pointing their vitriol towards Hagedorn at this point because of the comment about the Supreme Court, because he is the reason why. But also, never again, and I'll repeat myself over and over until Election Day is over or until Brad Schimmel is out of office, but I never want to hear another single person talk about, well, this justice, this, they need to recuse themselves. At this point, Brad Schimmel shouldn't be allowed to preside over anything at this point because he has made his points and his opinions very clear on all of the massive issues here in Wisconsin, all of the massive issues that will probably come to the court. So unless he wants to recuse himself, just be quiet about that topic.
We're going to continue this conversation. If you'd like to join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just
a new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief. Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 10:30 news. Oh, we fired you. Yep. Never mind. Come on back. Oopsie. That was a mistake.
We brought cake. It's in the break room. Don't worry about it. Come on back, guys.
Come on back, but don't get too comfy at your desk.
No.
Apparently we're rehiring a whole bunch of federal workers that they fired. But we'll get to that after the 10:30 news. We were talking about the fact that early voting is underway in Wisconsin. Please be a voter. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Put in your address. That's going to tell you pretty much everything you need to know. What is on your ballot? Where you can go vote? Contact information for all your elected officials. And another thing I would suggest folks do, because again, according to this latest Marquette University Law School poll, a large percentage of Wisconsinites do not know enough about either Brad Schimmel or Susan Crawford.
Yes.
Who are running for the open spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If you are one of those folks, and there's no shame in that, that's fine. You got a life. It's hard to keep up with everything. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has done a series of articles about both of the candidates and some of the things that you're seeing in ads that are endless right now. But there's a lot of cherry picking going on.
Yeah.
As far as which cases either Schimmel or Crawford have overseen over the past couple of years. And a lot of things are far more complicated than you think. So I would really encourage you to go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We can include a link in the show notes after the show is over if you would like to learn more about both of the candidates.
Yeah.
But one thing I have seen some of our people on the live stream say, because we support Susan Crawford, we support sex traffickers. Yeah, no.
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 The one thing I find really interesting, you know who does seem not to have a problem with people accused of, I don't know, sexual assault and child sex trafficking and violence against women?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
What?
Doesn't seem to have a problem with those kinds of folks at all.
It almost seems like you have to have some sort of entanglement to work for him.
Might give you a little edge there.
Yeah.
For an example, let's talk about Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate and his brother were being held in Romania, and now they're back in the United States thanks to pressure from the Trump administration to let them go. Andrew Tate and his brother accused rapists and sex traffickers, with a long and well-documented history of commercializing his misogyny for an audience of vulnerable young men. Andrew Tate said some pretty interesting thing about women. And apparently this is not a deal breaker for the Trump administration. Good heavens, Alina Habba, one of Donald Trump's lawyers, was speaking to Andrew Tate, telling her how much she admires him. Here's some of Andrew Tate's quotes about women. "I'm not saying they're property. I am saying they are given to the man and belong to the man."
That sounds like property to me.
"You cannot be responsible for a dog if it doesn't obey you, or if a child doesn't obey you, or a woman doesn't obey you. Women shouldn't vote because they don't care about issues outside of how they feel." Fact. These are all quotes from Andrew Tate, who is back in the U.S. courtesy of the Trump administration. Apparently, Barron Trump is a big fan of the Tate brothers.
Shocking.
Fact, says Andrew Tate, women are sex workers. Their primary job now is to find one customer called a boyfriend to pay for their entire lives in return for sex. If they fail at this, they do OnlyFans or porn. The same game with more than one customer. If they're ugly, they work a job badly and are miserable. Yeah. If you put yourself in a position to be raped, you must have some responsibility. Best of Andrew Tate quotes. "I'm a realist, and when you're a realist, you're sexist. There's no way you can be rooted in reality and not be sexist." And if you're wondering about if that's where the apparent support from the Trump administration for these kinds of people ends, no, no, no. Yesterday, Donald Trump welcomed MMA fighter Conor McGregor to the White House.
What has Conor McGregor ever done, Jane?
Conor McGregor currently facing another civil lawsuit for sexual battery in Florida. A woman has accused him of trying to rape her in a bathroom. He has also been accused of sexual assault by multiple women. An Irish court recently ordered him to pay over 250,000 euros to an Irish woman who sued him for rape. All the best people. They are all the best people, including a number of the January 6th attackers at the U.S. Capitol. You know, the ones that they blanket pardoned because it was too onerous to go case by case. Who's got time for that, Greg?
Well, then you should look in. You can look in his cabinet. You can look in his all his other. I mean, like, you just look. It all comes down from the top, because let us not forget that Donald Trump is an adjudicated rapist. He has also been accused of multiple sexual assaults. This is the par for the course, to use golf parlance for the president. But this is what I come to expect. I don't expect good people to go to the White House and be like, "I'm here for St. Patrick's Day. I'm a representative of the Irish people." No, you get an idiot like Conor McGregor to come stomping out of the ellipse going, "Welcome to Marta," and just being the most offensively Irish man he can be.
The defendants for January 6th, again, numerous dozens of defendants with prior convictions or even pending charges for crimes including rape, sexual abuse of a minor, domestic violence, manslaughter, production of child sexual abuse material, and drug traffickers. Those are among the people that Donald Trump saw fit to pardon. Because it was too... Who wants to go case by case, Greg?
No.
They were there fighting for him.
No.
So they're all good people.
And also the former Texas megachurch pastor who was indicted on child sex charges.
Oh, it was one of his spiritual
Robert
advisors.
Robert Morris.
Yeah, we don't even have time for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
News is coming up next.
All the best people.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 15 months of delay, Milwaukee Public Schools has officers back. 25 school resource officers reported to 11 high schools yesterday following a court mandate and the issuance of a state law. Milwaukee County Judge David Borowski praised the movement, but noted that the city and the district's compliance came only after repeated court deadlines and the threat of fines. The officers have completed a specialized training program and will be seen all over the district. It's March Madness in Milwaukee. This weekend, the Fiserv Forum hosts first and second round games in the NCAA tournament. The schedule has open practices on Thursday and games on Friday and Sunday. Milwaukee's third district aldermanic candidates will face off in a forum. Daniel Bauman and Alex Brower are taking part in the event hosted by five Eastside neighborhood associations. It's next Tuesday at St. Mark's. The event is said to allow voters to learn more about the candidates' positions on issues like city services, zoning, and public safety. The forum comes ahead of the April 1st general election to fill the seat left vacant by the late Jonathan Brostoff. An attack ad against Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford claims she would stop deportations of illegal immigrants and protect sanctuary cities. Tricia Young looks into that claim. Here's today's Wisconsin Watch Fact Brief.
There's no evidence to support the claim that Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford supports stopping deportations or protecting sanctuary cities. A GOP group aired the attack ad, but when asked for proof, could only provide the position of Democrats who support Crawford. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest-grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Welcome back.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk about runaway. We love to highlight all the Republicans who, just don't seem to want to talk to their constituents anymore.
It's difficult, Jane.
People are mean to me. There's a Democrat, too, who's apparently following along in their footsteps.
Yeah.
Literally. So we will talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, I think this is important to recognize. The headline reads, this is from The Hill, Ella Lee with the byline, Trump administration moves to reinstate 24,000 federal workers after judge's order. The Trump administration taking steps to reinstate thousands of probationary workers who were fired in efforts to downsize the federal government. A U.S. district judge last week ordered the mass reinstatements at these workers at 18 federal agencies after determining the claims that they got fired because of poor performance weren't true.
Yeah.
A lot of these folks, and if you are into the news at all, you might have seen some of these people talking to various outlets saying, I just had my review 4 months ago.
Yep.
I got 4.5 out of 5.
I don't remember the gentleman's name, but they wrote a story about a guy who got employee of the month. He was employee of the quarter, and then within 48 to 72 hours, fired.
And again, it's not like we're against finding waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yeah.
That would be great. Doing it with a chainsaw is not the way to do it. I know how onerous it is. People in the Trump administration.
It's a lot of work, Jay.
It is a lot of work, and it takes time, and you have to read things.
It's almost like everything they're trying to do has its own bureaucracy to deal with, but they literally cut through the red tape, and they're just like, you're fired. But what?
Well, and they're fired without even knowing what it is that these people do.
Yeah.
Which should be very concerning for all of us. Especially when we're talking things about, I don't know, like the nuclear agency and our nuclear stockpile.
Well, and also
scientists.
Experts.
Experts for a reason.
Yeah. I also want to bring up the fact that we've seen stories in the outlets that people who voted for Trump and work for the federal government are being fired as well. And they're very shocked because they're here for it. They want to get rid of, they want Doers, they want Elon, they want the president, and they're being fired too because guess what? And I hate to break it to you, Bubba, Elon and Don don't care about you.
They really don't.
If you think they do, I'll give you a hug because I got a lot of bad news to break to you.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The court has read news reports that at least one agency probationary employees are being rehired but then put on administrative leave immediately. Now this judge says, yeah, you can't do that. You can't bring them back and then say, well, now that you're back, we're putting you on administrative leave. So you're really not back. The Hill reported Monday, workers at both the EPA and the Department of Commerce were returned to work mostly in an administrative leave status where they remain on the payroll but perform no duties.
Oh.
So now we're paying them to do nothing?
That sounds like waste to me. You know what, like waste?
You know what else seems wasteful?
Huh.
Is when you fire a whole bunch of people like this.
Yeah.
And then you decide to bring them back.
Yeah.
They have to be onboarded and trained again.
Yep. And federal work training and background checks and onboarding, that's not a day in the conference room.
And you're talking about 24,000 people.
Yeah, this is a long, long process. And once again, just sounds pretty wasteful to have done in the first place.
And I think it's important that we remember as well that some of these people have probationary status because they got a promotion. So they had been in their spot for however long,
yeah,
and then got promoted. And because that was a new position, they were once again in probationary status in that new position.
Yeah.
But for anybody who's worked in business, if you're a business manager, I would love to hear from you about what it costs to onboard and retrain somebody.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Per person, what does that cost?
And the other question I ask, I know this is going to be part of the onboarding process, but just that, you know, if you have 24,000 employees and all of a sudden, boom, and you have to go to your insurance company and say, all right, take 24,000 people off of the books. That's going to save you some money because you're not paying for policies and you're not paying into it. But now that you have to bring them back on, they're most likely going to get their health insurance reinstated right away. That's going to be a massive cost too. Like all of this costs money. All of this costs money. And it is a tremendous waste of money to have done this in the first place.
Well, and again, I think this gets lost because there is such a fire hose of news every day. Mm-hmm. Some of these agencies, when they came in and did this, they did not know what these people did.
Yeah.
And again, we're not talking about insignificant agencies. We're talking about agencies that oversee our nuclear capabilities.
Yeah.
You kind of want those people, you know. And we have a text from John in Milwaukee. I can get fired for any reason and for no reason during the probationary period. Why are government probationary employees treated special by you? Any intelligent comments? Well, I guess, John, my problem is that the Trump administration claimed that all of these people were fired for what they said were poor performance. That's a lie.
Yeah.
That seems problematic to me.
That seems actionable.
It does seem actionable. If they were not doing their jobs, if they were incompetent, I don't have a problem getting rid of them.
Yeah.
But that's not what the Trump administration said. The Trump administration said that all of these people were losing their jobs because of poor performance. And we have proof that that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That should bother you, John.
I guess also, I understand the probationary period, but these are now new employees technically, but they weren't then. They were, some of these people probably been working for the government for 10, 15, 20, 30 years in their positions.
Yep.
So we're not talking about probationary from the outset. We're talking about probationary right now. And that is, you're going to fire them again? I don't know what kind of intelligent comments you're looking for, but I'd really love an intelligent question first.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, Cindy from Appleton is on the line to join us. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for calling in.
Well, according to John, he can get fired for probation, get fired from any job now in Wisconsin because it's a right to work state.
Yep.
They don't have to have any kind of a reason to fire you, no matter what it is. So technically, a woman who's pregnant can get fired because she's pregnant, and they don't even have to say why they fired you. So if he's looking for an excuse, there's one of them right there. Now they're talking about a national right to work. So if I were John, I'd be calling my senator and saying, no, we don't need right to work anymore.
Yeah, the only, and I love the way they name these things, right, Cindy? Because it sounds great. Yeah. It's right to work sounds like that's a right for workers. This is a vote for us. No.
It's right to fire.
It's the right to fire you for no reason. Right, Cindy?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And I wish people would understand this stuff because it affects everybody.
Yep.
It really does. Thank you so much, Cindy. Really appreciate it.
Well, something you brought up off air before the show started was with this sort of instability, too, how many of these workers actually want to come back or are, you know,
why would you come back?
Yeah. Why would you come back in an administration like this that where you could be you can be fired on a Tuesday, rehired a month later, and then fired 2 weeks later? That doesn't help you. And I truly believe, and maybe and I will ask this on Thursday to
Jim Santel.
I will ask him, with this sort of mass firing, are there lawsuits possible?
Oh, I would think so.
I understand probationary time. I understand right to work. I understand federal is also can be fired at any moment. But this sort of behavior just also seems like you're going to see a class action lawsuit against the government to cover wages, insurance, and all these things because they can't keep their brain straight and just do it the way the IRS is doing. Hire a bunch of outside workers to do a mass audit of, not DOGE, qualified people.
Yeah, actual
not auditor. A guy named
actual,
Big Balls.
Actual auditors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hire an outside auditing group to say, all right, for the first 2 years, we're going to audit as much as we can, and we will eliminate all the waste and all of the fat. And if we find fraud, they're going to be arrested. So far, have heard nothing about arrests.
Well, and we are waiting for the proof of all this fraud. Yeah. Again, Elon just saying, we found $7,700 billion worth of fraud. Well, that's great, Elon. Yeah. But let's see the homework then.
When did the fraud begin? Did it begin under Trump 1, Obama 2, George W. Bush, or, you know, I don't know, Ronald Reagan? Show us your work. Happy to look at it. But really, when it comes down to it, I just want to know is the government going to get sued for this?
Oh, I think that's a very, very good possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think, again, if this were accurate, if all of these thousands and thousands of people were let go because of incompetence or poor performance, yeah, that would be one thing. That is not the case.
No.
They're just coming in, and we aren't the ones who coined this. This was a disaffected Trump supporter who said, why is he coming in with a chainsaw and doing these cuts with a chainsaw, mm-hmm, instead of with a scalpel?
Yeah.
And I would imagine, I'm not a business owner, but I know we have people who are listening who are.
I am.
Does a business owner come in and just say, everybody who was hired in the last 5 years is fired?
No. No, because even in a right-to-work state, you still have recourse. If I don't do, if I as the employer, if Jane, if you are my employee and I just fire you for no reason, you still have the right to come at me and say, I was fired for no, like I was not given reasonable notice. I was never given a warning. I was never given any of these things. I was never fired for cause. It was just done. You have recourse. Now, will it hold up in court? That depends. But as an employer, I'm not going to do any of that stuff. If there's a problem, the first thing I'm going to do is like, Jane, please make sure you do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
The next thing that comes, I follow all the steps. There's a file. And that way, if I have to let you go, there's no question.
Right.
It's the smart thing to do. And that is not what is happening right now.
Tom from LA is on the line to wrap things up here. Tom, we got about 90 seconds left. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
No problem, Jane. I know when I'm doing phone banking, a lot of people will say, well, I have to do my research. And I always tell them, you know, go to civicmedia.us. But if you guys have other things, because these people, when they say, I have to do my research before I vote, a lot of times what they're looking for research is the research that gives them their confirmation bias, mm-hmm, that, you know, Trump is right or whatever. So I don't know how we get that message out. It just seems like it's a throwaway line now. I have to do my research. It's like, give me a break.
So. I think.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I think I need to do my research. It can sometimes just be code of, I'm not voting for your guy.
Well, yeah. And I do want to say confirmation bias exists on both sides.
Absolutely.
And I have found myself guilty of it. I see something on social media that backs up what I want to believe, and it's like, ooh, I can't wait to I can't do that because yes, that's not actually true.
Oh, AI is the worst. Yeah.
When we return, run away. It's not just for Republicans anymore. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
your new choice. Real News. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
If you have or know of a young person who may need some help or encouragement when it comes to reading, consider Kickstart Literacy Program. It's a free four-day reading camp being held July 28th through the 31st in Waukesha. It's a great place to learn as teen volunteers help and mentor young readers. Learn more and register online at waukeshachurch.org/kickstart. There are limited spots available, so register by April 30th at waukeshachurch.org/kickstart.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you were an Irish Catholic immigrant in the 1840s through the 1920s, many of your Protestant fellow Americans, some of whom joined the xenophobic Know Nothing Party, tried to suppress your vote. A famine in Ireland and economic instability in Germany saw millions of immigrants coming to America beginning in the 1820s. According to Smithsonian Magazine, between 1845 and 1854, 2.9 million immigrants arrived, including an estimated one quarter of Ireland's entire population. In cities like New York and Boston, the mostly Protestant American political elite saw Irish Catholics as a threat to their American culture. In 1849, the shadowy Know Nothing Party arose, a cross between a political party and a street gang, and grew to America's first sizable third party. Historian J.P. Dolan found the Know Nothings elected 8 governors, 100 congressmen, and several mayors. Abraham Lincoln wrote, "When the Know Nothings get control, it will read, 'All men are created equal, except Negroes and foreigners and Catholics.'" They proposed a 21-year wait time for foreign-born immigrants to vote, tried to ban Catholics and foreigners from holding office, even deporting 300 Irish immigrants back to Liverpool. But Irish immigrants, when they could vote, voted in higher numbers. By the 1880s, they became a political force in Boston, New York, and Chicago. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Peach Schwabba, host of Nightlight. It's a great way to wind down.
It really is. Yes.
At the end of the day, when you've had enough of news and you want to take a break and you just need a little cleansing breath, join Pete from 6 to 8. Tonight, he welcomes journalist and editor of Up North News. Christina Lori is going to join the program to talk about some of the lighter headlines of the week. And then civic media news reporter Mike Clemens, who I've known for a very long time. Michael is a wonderful, wonderful sports reporter.
Yeah.
Lives and breathes it. He really does. Mike's going to join Pete tonight to talk about some of the March Madness.
Nice.
So
all right.
Check out Pete Schwabba tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We like to point out that recently, seems like a lot of Republicans, including here in Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, doesn't necessarily want to talk to you, even if you are a constituent.
Ooh, he's a feisty fella.
He's very sensitive.
He's
very, very sensitive.
I know that firsthand now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's a whole side story there with you and Pat Kreitlow. Ooh. But it turns out Republicans are not the only ones who want to run away. Calvin, do we have that clip from Monty Python? Yep. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, of course, not very popular right now.
Yeah.
After voting in favor of the continuing budget resolution on Friday. And he was supposed to go out on book tour this week.
Oh, he wrote yet another book.
Because Chuck needs the money, I guess, like so many of them do. Senator Chuck Schumer's book tour postponed. Amid funding vote controversy, Schumer promoting his new book, Anti-Semitism in America, a warning. He is now facing backlash over voting for the House-approved government funding bill that averted a government shutdown on Friday. Many Democrats, including progressives, wanted him to vote against the bill and to more strongly protest against Trump's and the congressional Republicans' agendas. So Schumer was supposed to have these book tours in Baltimore, New York City, and Washington, D.C. this week. But yeah, nope, I don't want to know. I'd rather not know. I don't want to.
My back hurts.
They're going to be mad at me. And no, I don't want
to. My back hurts. It turns out I don't have a spine. Oh, God.
And again, it cannot be easy.
No.
It cannot be easy to go and face a whole bunch of angry constituents. That's part of your job.
Yep.
That's part of your job.
Yep. That's what you signed up for. You are a, it's part of the term. You are a public servant.
That's an important word there.
Answer to the public, specifically your constituency, but moreover, especially if you are a U.S. senator, the U.S. people. And if you're someone like Chuck Schumer, who is, you know, a name that most people know when you talk about politics, he is like up there with Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump.
Been there forever.
You also should be tougher than that, too. You're going on a book tour. You know what? I've seen him have it out with people.
Take on hecklers?
I've seen him do that. And take it. You don't like the way I voted? Fine. I have my reasons, but let's do this. I'll give you 20 minutes of this appearance, and then we're going to move on. But to just...
Cancel it.
You are up there with the DVOs and the Glenn Grothmans of the world who are just like, I don't want to do this.
Well, to Glenn Grothman's credit, he did actually have a town hall where people were not all happy with him.
Let me rephrase that. Okay. You're up there with you're up there hanging out with a party that says, you know what, you don't have to do this anymore. Just don't have
events. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have teletown halls.
Well, and pre-screen everybody.
Pre-screen the questions.
And yeah, can you get the questions in advance because we really hate surprises?
Yeah. Honestly, and this all goes back to, and we have the three of us, me, you, and Calvin, have this discussion all the time when we talk about people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Some people are even lumping Hakeem Jeffries into this group too. Are individuals who maybe just need to
go, bye bye,
just leave the baton behind and let someone else take over because they are not the Democrats that people are counting on, and people are not happy. Liberals and Democrats, people of the left, are not happy with their party.
With their leadership.
And to have Chuck Schumer do what he did last week, and now he's doing this, it just also further cements the idea that liberals, anyone on the left, is weak. The people aren't weak. Maybe the leadership is, but we aren't. I'm not. But maybe it's time for these people to see the writing on the wall and say, hey, you know what? I'll go make millions of dollars in the private sector and sit on 5 boards.
Easy life.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And there are calls now for Schumer to step down. One person saying Schumer has contributed to and led many important accomplishments over the years. But with our democracy on the line, he let the country and the Democratic Party down. Senator Schumer should step aside as leader. But then Hakeem Jeffries was asked about this. Should Schumer step down? Oh, no, I support him.
Of course.
And this is, as you said, this is one of the reasons why Democrats are so frustrated.
Yeah. I understand.
We have news coming up next. And then we're going to take a little...
What are we going to talk about next, Jane?
Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to take a little spin down COVID memory lane.
Oh.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pat Kreitlo. On Wednesday, don't miss our weekly climate check report with Melissa Baldoff at 6:30. And at 7:30, our homeroom segment on the value of public schools in our state.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlo. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. What have President Trump and Vladimir Putin been talking about during their phone call about Ukraine? CBS's Aaron Navarro.
Waiting to see if there's any concessions Trump can get from Russia, who has not accepted the ceasefire agreement that the U.S. laid out in Ukraine.
Israel's defense minister says the gates of hell will open unless Hamas releases all hostages. That came after this morning's airstrikes that Palestinian officials say killed more than 400 people in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger.
All indications are from Israeli officials that this was just the opening salvo in a pressure campaign against Hamas.
The Trump administration has just a few minutes to tell a judge why it violated his order not to deport dozens of alleged Venezuelan gang members. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez.
The judge will decide whether or not the administration violated his court order based on the information they provided.
Administration officials say the move was legal. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.